All right, great to have you with us. As Dave just said, it is drama at the old ballpark today, and the Giants and the Padres, if the Giants win it, they win the National League West. If they don't win this game, you got to see what happens with the Dodgers, and then all sorts of stuff can happen. But Giants should take care of business today. We're joined by Joe Sheehan, S-H-E-E-H-A-N. His newsletter is fabulous at joesheehan.com. Joe, I love having you on the show, and as I said earlier before the break, I'm going to give away 5 subscriptions to your newsletter. All you have to do is email me, marty@knbr.com, and let me know why you want it, and we're going to take care of it. But, Joe, a pleasure to have you on. I love your take on baseball. The newsletter is fabulous. How are you today?
Good. Just getting excited for the games today. You know, baseball went to this Premier League style system where all the games start at 3 p.m. And this is the first year where it really feel like it affects the day. We haven't had this many spots in play on the final day of the season since 2011.
Well, it's taken you 161 games to become a believer in the Giants. And you're basically, I think you're believing finally. They play the Padres today. The Dodgers are right behind with 105 wins. They've got 17 home runs in the last 4 games. What do you think, Giants-Dodgers, when you evaluate this season, this race, and these two teams?
I mean, the Dodgers are more or less doing what we expected. They're going to, 105 wins. They might win 106. I think I had them at 107 at the start of the year. I had them at 113. They've had a really bad record in extra inning games. It's going to keep them from doing that. And they've done this with the suspension of Trevor Bauer. And whatever you think of that, it's obviously at a baseball cost. They've done it with losing Dustin May at the start of the season. They've done it with a lot of injury issues to Mookie Betts. Clayton Kershaw's probably done for the year. It's really a remarkable season. And yet it's the second best story in the division. The Giants have had probably the most surprising year that I've ever had the opportunity to cover. And we talked about, I'm a believer now. Well, I mean, you're not going to sit here and say that a team with 106 wins isn't good. And I think we're going to spend a lot of time this offseason trying to figure out what the Giants are doing that's enabled them to turn a roster that has a veteran core, but it's really surrounded by a lot of fairly, no-name, not highly regarded players into a 106-win team. I cannot express my admiration enough for the development of the hitters that they have. And that's the players themselves, and it's also the coaching that this organization has put into it. The Giants have become a leader in getting the most out of the players they have. So that, I think, that's a story that we'll talk about in the offseason. Right now, it's about getting through today. And I think the interesting thing is how hard they've had to work the bullpen this week, Marty, especially in the absence of Jake McGee. Camilo Duvall's pitched 4 out of 5 days. Dominic Leone didn't pitch yesterday. He had pitched in 3 straight. Trevor Rogers didn't pitch yesterday, so he'll be available. It's just they've really worked the bullpen hard this week.
Well, when you look at the Giants, and I've been asked this question before, the veteran players, and the analytical world frowns upon players over the age of 30 or 31, but now you've got Belt, who's injured, but Crawford, Posey, Cueto, who's coming back from the injury, Longoria, Bryant, who's 29. How do you explain the resurgence of these veterans vis-a-vis, of course, I love the word vis-a-vis, the analytical world?
I would be careful about making a virtue out of necessity. The Giants played Belt and Crawford and Posey this year because they were under contract and they were available. And I think when we look at the larger aging curve, I know the Giants, there are people who said they disagree with how we are now analyzing this. But when you do look at the players as a whole, players come into the league now about as good as they ever are. It's not a thing where they peak early. They get better early, peak around their late 20s, and then slowly get better. The aging curve that I certainly grew up with has changed. Obviously, the 2021 Giants are an example of how you can win with veterans. And there are players like that around the league. I think I want to be careful about saying, well, the Giants did it, so obviously now veteran players are good. It could just be the Giants have found a way to tap into the skills of veteran hitters. And let's forget, it's not like they turn randoms into players. Buster Posey is probably a Hall of Famer. Brandon Belt has always been a favorite with his discipline and his power trying to get to that in games. Granted, Crawford was a superstar level player for the championship Giants. I don't think nationally his defense was appreciated. And of course, he had some very good years at the plate hitting for power. So the fact that the Giants have been able to tap into this year, and again, that's what we're going to want to look at, you know, when things settle down, we kind of say, okay, what actually happened in 2021? And I think the real question, Marty, I think everybody expects the Dodgers to be good next year. They're the Dodgers. They have superstars and a huge payroll and all the things that come with the Dodgers. But because the Giants are going to turn over a lot of this roster, I think we're looking to see next year and go, okay, is this a sustainable model? Or was 2021 a fluke? That's not to say. And when I ask the question, it's not 2021 is a fluke. It's I'm fascinated by what they've done, and I want to see if they keep doing it.
Well, we'll find out how they do in the playoffs because they will be in. We'll see where it goes. The other teams in the playoffs, we look at the Giants and Dodgers with all the wins, but, hey, the Cardinals have won 19 of 20. You've got the great Brewer rotation. You've got the pickups that Atlanta made and a good rotation there. What about the rest of the National League?
Well, I think we've lost track of how good some of these other teams are because, yeah, the Brewers ran away with the division, the White Sox. The Astros didn't run away, but they haven't really been challenged with the Rays to some extent. We focused on the wild card races, focused on the NL West. But I think the top tier of teams, the ones I just mentioned, you want to throw the Braves in there, are incredible. I think this postseason could be played at some of the highest level we've seen in baseball history. And that's not to say it won't be a little ugly with strikeouts and a lack of balls in play. But the top level of teams in MLB right now is fantastic. And the Brewers, I think, are being completely overlooked. And that's not, again, when you have two teams with 105 wins, that's going to happen. But you look at Burns, Woodruff, Peralta in the rotation. You look at, even without Devin Williams, what they get out of the bullpen, they become very good at just taking, they kind of have that Rays thing where they take pitchers you've never heard of and turn them into good relievers. All that in front of Josh Hader. They play very good defense. They're as healthy as they've been all year. I think the big question for them is, are they going to score enough runs? The offense is very hit or miss, not a big on-base percentage offense. And Christian Yelich just isn't the guy he was 2 years ago. So, but I look at them as, we're focused on the two NL West teams, but if the Brewers steal this thing and go to the World Series, I don't think you can be surprised.
Boy, Joe Sheehan with us, the newsletter, joesheehan.com. And as I said, I'm going to give away the newsletter. It's a yearly subscription to 5 people. I've already got a ton of requests on our email, marty@kmbr.com. And what happened last year, I was going to give away some, and I ended up giving them all away. So send me a note, marty@kmbr.com, if you want to be part of the newsletter. All right, American League. Tampa Bay, Joe, let me tell you, I've watched some of their games this week. This is a very, very powerful team. They lead the American League in runs scored. I don't know how they're going to handle their starting pitching, if you even call them starters. But, boy, Tampa Bay, best team in the American League?
Yeah, if you didn't like how the Rays played the playoffs last year, you're not going to like them much more this year because in the absence of Tyler Glass now, it really is almost a roleless staff. A lot of 4- and 5-inning starts and then backed up by the deepest pitching staff in baseball. The Rays simply have an endless array of these guys who come in and throw 96 with wicked breaking stuff. And they can be used in multiple roles. They use guys for 2-3 innings at a time out of the bullpen. And then they can close games. They've got Nick Anderson at the back now. He's just gotten back healthy. Kittredge and J.P. Fireisen, who came over from the Brewers. Just a deep collection of arms. But, Marty, you make the big point. Often the Rays have a team like this, and they can hit. But with the development of Wander Franco, who's just been fantastic after getting off to a rough start, with the addition of Nelson Cruz, who came over from the Twins at the trade deadline, this is now a very good offense. You mentioned leading the league in runs. They do that playing in a pit at a park that isn't very good for hitters. To me, the Rays are on a tier closer to the Dodgers and Giants than they are to the rest of baseball. And, I said at the start of the year, the Dodgers and Rays would be the rematch of the World Series. We'll see if that happens. But I am certain the Rays are the favorite and by a significant amount in the American League.
What about the guy who hit 3 homers yesterday? He's got 39.
Yeah, it's really just an amazing season for him. And he's somebody else, also, Brandon Lyles, who we're talking about, I believe. He actually had a really rough start to the season. There were some questions as to whether the emergence of Franco was going to put pressure on his playing time. And he's turned into, you know, the lefty pop that, you know, he developed last year, and an incredible hitter. That's the thing about that team, Marty. It's very deep. If you look at their stats at Baseball Reference, they will roster a below-average hitter in the playoffs. Like, their worst hitters are guys like Kevin Kiermaier and Manuel Margot, who are basically league-average hitters. And they surround that with just, you know, very good power from the left side. It's really something to see. This is not a typical Rays team. It has a far better offense than a typical Rays team.
Boy, very interesting. All right, Joe, finally, will we have chaos in the wild card in the American League today?
I think if you're looking at the matchups, and Marty, it's one day of baseball. We both know anything can happen. But if you look at the matchups, I think you've got it. So you're the Red Sox will beat a pitcher making his major league debut in D.C. You've got to figure the Blue Jays with Hyunjin Ryu against the bad Orioles team. The Yankees, though, you know, they're facing Michael Walker, who's been excellent in September. Obviously, the Yankees have all kinds of injury issues. They just put DJ LeMahieu. And this is weird. An injury, a guy being put on the injured list on the final day of the season. We didn't have that for most of baseball history. I think the Yankees are in trouble here. And if they lose, they still get into a playoff. I think the Red Sox advance cleanly, and the Yankees end up having to play in a playoff with at least one of the Mariners and Blue Jays. That's the most likely scenario to me. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. But I think the Yankees are going to struggle to win this game. They're going to probably end up getting swept by the Rays.
Wow. Boy, great chatting with you. We'll talk during the playoffs. Hopefully the Giants will go deep into the playoffs. But appreciate the newsletter, joesheehan.com. And as I said, Marty at cambiar.com. I'm going to pay for 5 newsletters for people so they can appreciate it. Joe, have a great afternoon, and we'll catch up this week.
Thanks, Marty. Take care.
All right, that is Joe Sheehan. More coming up. Bill, Kerry, and I'll wrap it up in our next segment as we get ready for baseball today. Boy, a lot of stuff going on in baseball. This is fun. This really is fun. This turned out to be an amazing 2021. We'll talk about it and more when we come back right after this.